1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're bad at technology.
It takes longer and longer every time to set up the recording, which it should take less and less time every time, you would think.
You would think.
But no.
But hey, we're here.
We are here.
And we're ready to have a healthy lunch.
Except I just scarfed some tamales.
Yeah, and I had some halal, so we're doing great.
Yep. 2 for 2.
What we should have had was salad.
Just like you're eating right now.
With your ears.
Ear salad.
What's an ear salad, Shannon?
An ear salad is a bunch of lettuce that you stuff in your ears. Because you're a weirdo.
Great.
Kinky, kinky weirdo. A song salad is a random music genre combined with a random topic from Wikipedia. And together, they make a little song that we write for you.
You're going to have to bleep a lot of what you just said.
I just said once.
Well, you said weirdos, too. Does that count?
No, I am the captain. We have a big salad today, and we should
big old salad.
And we should probably get started because I'm really bad at cutting these down to be less than 30 minutes.
Well, I just have one thought.
Yes.
That we should make our SoundCloud page, or at least like any compilation or collection of our episodes, should be called the Salad Bar.
The Salad Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, that's what our website
You work in branding,
called.
Right?
I do.
Yeah, I'm better at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So we have our second Utahn today.
We do.
Which is very exciting. And we'll have one next week as well because people keep donating to our page, even though we're legitimate idiots. I don't understand.
You have to stop discouraging people.
I'm not discouraging people. It's very exciting and I love it. But I just don't get it. It is unfathomable to me that someone
just
would
let it keep rolling.
I know.
In.
And I also do seriously want someone to donate only $1 because I want to write a song that's worth $1.
Right. You'll hear, we'll talk about it more later, but you'll hear the song that we have today was a very generous donation. So it's a legit full song.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Let's get started. Let's go to moodfuse.com. And today we do have a salad spinner suggestion. From someone I kind of know.
Since birth.
It's
yeah.
My brother.
Yeah.
It's my brother, Dave. at David Wasserman 1 suggested that the song Salad Spinner.
Oh, boy.
Sounds like a snake oil salesman.
So do you want to go or you want me to go?
I will go.
Okay.
What you're going to buy here is the best snake oil in history.
Damn it, you took my joke.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I was going to be a snake selling oil.
That's hilarious. Our genre today is Hawaiian pop.
What does that mean?
The first thing I think of is, you know that cover of Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Yeah.
By Iz.
Yeah.
I-Z. That's what I think of as Hawaiian pop. But also, my fiance, Megan, absolutely hates that song.
Really?
And that version of it in particular. Yeah.
How come?
I don't know. Just for some reason, it really grinds her gears.
Oh, I love it. I find it just so relaxing and tranquil and sweet.
Well, you won't hear it at our wedding.
Yeah. Well, also, that would be a very weird song to have at your wedding, I feel like.
It's on every wedding band's song list.
Really?
Yeah, that version of it.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, Hawaiian pop. Let's check it out.
Okay, Hawaiian pop.
Hawaiian pop.
Hawaiian pop. Is that like Hawaiian punch?
Yes, but carbonated.
Yeah, because that's pop.
Well, it's soda, but you...
bleeped you.
So... Hawaiian pop. Here's the thing about Hawaiian pop in terms of Wikipedia, anyway. Wikipedia just has a Music of Hawaii page that kind of covers all of the bases of Hawaiian music, including traditional music, classical music, jazz, ukulele specifics, all that kind of stuff, and a little bit of discussion about popular music in Hawaii. Basically, the current pop music coming out of Hawaii is pretty much like the current pop music coming out of the rest of America. Sure. But does retain some distinctive elements from traditional Hawaiian music, including ukulele, slack key guitar, okay, which is a different tuning of guitar that has an open sound to it, with major sevenths being common, and also this other instrument that you pointed out.
Yeah, the ukeke, which is basically, it looks like a paint stirrer that has some wires on it, and you stick it in your mouth, uh-huh, and you strum it, and it uses the mouth as a resonating chamber. So imagine, mm-hmm, a stick with strings on it long ways, and you hold it, right, in your mouth, and you strum the strings, and then you change the position of your mouth. And that's what makes, mm-hmm, the different noises.
Before steel strings were used on it, it was either made with gut or sennit, which is coconut fiber. Mm-hmm. The strings were strummed with one hand while the other hand kept it in position in the mouth. And there's a quote here that says, "The old experts made no sound with the vocal cords, but the mouth acted as a resonance chamber. The resulting sound suggested speech and trained persons could understand. It was sometimes used for lovemaking."
In what way?
I don't know.
How was it used for lovemaking?
It just stops there with no further information.
What do you do with it?
I don't know. Like, it was like the Barry White's Let's Get It On of Hawaii back in the day. Just a little UKK.
Oh, my God. You know what it sounds like? I looked up a YouTube video of it. It sounds like a mouth harp.
Well, let's play a little clip of it, okay, right, cool, now. Pling, pling, pling. There it was.
And then there's also, did you see the other one? The other traditional instrument?
The One Hanu Ihu?
Yes, the traditional Hawaiian nose flute.
Ohe means bamboo, hano means breath, and ihu means nose. So bamboo breath nose.
Bamboo breath nose. Yeah, makes sense.
So we'll write a modern sounding pop song that includes elements of these traditional Hawaiian instruments. And I'm thinking maybe the kind of pop song we can write is maybe in the style of Bruno Mars, because Bruno Mars is from Honolulu.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I assumed he was from the Uptown.
Uptown Honolulu?
Yeah, because his funk is so indicative of Uptown.
Maybe Uptown Honolulu means like the top of a volcano.
The other thing about the nose flute is that it is, I guess, like the ukeke, used as a courting instrument, played privately or for personal enjoyment.
A courting instrument?
Yeah. Like, if you liked a lady, mm-hmm, you would go and play your nose flute for her.
"My dearest Annabelle, it has been weeks since I've seen your countenance, and now that we're together, I must say...
That's not what it sounds like.
That's what this guy's nose flute sounds like, yeah, in my fantasy.
Well, that's what, well, speaking of that, in doing a little bit of research, I found a video on YouTube. One of the first videos that was ever on YouTube, actually, mm-hmm, called The Nose Flute Man. And it's this, like, pasty white dude in Vancouver who has a little plastic nose flute. So the nose flutes, the Hawaiian nose flutes are actually, like, long. They kind of look like a bamboo flute. They sound like recorders. But this is, like, a little plastic thing that he sticks on his face like a little mask, and he blows through it.
What if the Phantom of the Opera, instead of having... a mask on the side of his face, just had a nose flute permanently attached to him?
Oh, man. Oh, there's like, there's a, okay. So nose flute is 100% a K-hole that we could like go down on YouTube because there are a whole bunch of like nose flute orchestras and how to whittle your own homemade nose flutes out of potatoes.
We're going way off track here.
I know. There's a Beat It Michael Jackson nose flute and ukulele cover. This is like intense.
Wow.
Yeah, and you'll look like an idiot.
Well, tune in next week when we launch our sister podcast, All Nose Flutes All the Time.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's what I wanted to say about nose flutes.
I'm glad you said it.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. We will definitely tweet out some of those links.
Yes.
So our example song is from 2015, and it is called Going Nowhere by Spawn Breezy featuring Tanel. And it's an example of modern Hawaiian pop music. It also has definite reggae influences, like you'll hear. So check it out.
I guess I should say that traditional Hawaiian music it is generally religious in nature, but since we're going with pop music, you know, pop music can kind of be about whatever. So I'm not going to hew too closely to religious music for this.
I think that's smart.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get our topic.
Time for you to spin the salad spinner, which still sounds like at David Wasserman One's snake oil salesman.
Okay. Well, but you took my joke. So what am I going to do?
You took my joke last week.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you need me to recommend a fish that begins with a certain letter?
All right. Here we go. Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. If you drink this elixir of cocaine, it'll fix all your problems.
Probably true.
Because that's what was in everything back then. It was just cocaine.
The koban.
What's that?
It's a Japanese oval gold coin in the Edo period of feudal Japan. It was equal to one ryo, which was another early Japanese monetary unit. It was a central part of Tokugawa coinage. The Japanese economy before mid-19th century was based largely on rice. The standard unit of measure was the koku, the amount of rice needed to feed one person for 1 year.
Whoa.
Farmers made their tax payments of rice, which eventually made its way into the coffers of the central government, and similarly, vassals were annually paid a specific koku of rice. The Portuguese, who came to Japan in the 1550s, however, preferred gold to rice, and the koban, which was equal to 3 koku of rice, became the coin of choice in foreign trade.
So one gold coin was three years worth of rice?
Was equal to 3 years worth of rice for one person.
Jeez.
It's really pretty.
Cool.
And the size of the koban changed depending on the value of gold and rice at the time.
Oh my god, Meowth from Pokemon. That's what he has on his forehead.
What?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. You know the like gold thing that he has on his forehead?
I hadn't scrolled down that far. The Japanese idiom neko ni koban, literally gold coins for cats, is an equivalent for casting pearls before swine.
Wow.
Which is another idiom which I've never heard before.
You've never heard it?
And I'm looking it up now.
It means...
It's from the Bible.
Okay, go ahead. Tell everybody what it means instead of me.
Give not that which is... holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn them again and rend you. What does it mean? Tell me what it means.
It means don't entrust good, nice things or yourself to bad people or sinful, unholy people. So like if
to
you
give things of value to those who will not understand or appreciate.
Yes,
them.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
Or so, like advice falling on deaf ears.
Yeah. Pearls before swine.
So gold coins for cats means the same thing, which is why Meowth has a koban on his forehead.
That's so cool. I love saying gold coins for cats. That's great.
Well, you can say it in Japanese too. Neko ni koban.
Neko ni koban.
So we're going to write a Hawaiian pop song about these Japanese coins called koban.
Let's do it.
Before we do that.
Is it time for our yutan?
It's time for our second yutan. This week, our yutan goes to Kelly Glogower,
who is very shortly going to be your mother-in-law.
My future mother-in-law.
Yes.
Hi, Kelly. So she requested, first of all, she gave us a very generous donation.
Thank you.
And then requested that we write a song for her and for her husband, my future father-in-law, Andy, because they have their 28th wedding anniversary coming up at the end of this month. And this is a little bit of an early anniversary present to him.
Guys, it's so cute.
She told us the story of how they met and some other details. And Shannon came up with a really cute lyric. And I wrote, hopefully, a very cute song. Andy's favorite genre is rock. So we wrote a rock song.
So happy anniversary, Kelly and Andy.
Happy anniversary. Hope you enjoy your yutan.
Thanks.
Looking back, was it all just random chance? Looking back, was it crazy? You almost missed me, wrong place and wrong time. But I ran into you at Christie's. Took me out to breakfast after dancing through the night. Wrote your number on a toothpick. That was different, but you made me laugh, and that was that. The rest is history. The world, I wouldn't change it. 28 years, and it's still you and me. 28 years, aren't we lucky? Another year, we know the best is yet to come. As long as you're my travel partner in this journey around the sun. Years go by, we don't get any younger, but every day with you reminds me we've got a life, a home, some kids who make us stronger than alone we ever could be. When you took me out to breakfast after dancing through the night, I knew my life had shifted for the better. You made me laugh, and that was that. The rest is history. We started on our own. It's us together. 28 years, and it's still you and me. 28 years, aren't we lucky? Another year, we know the best is yet to come. As long as you're my travel partner in this journey around the sun, you're still my favorite travel partner in our journey around the sun. Always be my travel partner in our journey around the sun.
So thank you again to Kelly for the donation for the yutan. Hope you both enjoyed. If you would like your own personalized song, which we are calling a personalized crouton or a yutan. leaning into it. You can go to our Give Forward page, which we will post again on our Twitter. And you can donate however much money you choose to donate. So it could be a dollar, honestly. And we will write you a song that is worth the amount of money that you give us. So if you only give us a dollar, you're probably going to get a really funny song. And I'm actually really hoping everyone has been so generous so far. And I'm really hoping that someone just gives us a dollar just to see what would happen.
I'm excited about that idea.
Yeah, I know. So yeah, so we'll keep tweeting out the link and you can find our Give Forward page there.
Oh, we should also put our Give Forward page on our website.
Yes, we should. I'll do that. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
It's okay.
And our Twitter is at SongSaladCast if you're looking for the link.
Let's write a song.
So I have a couple other facts about Cobong.
Yeah.
You can buy them on eBay.
Of course you can.
They're very expensive.
Really?
Yeah, they're like several thousand dollars a piece.
Well, I mean, they are gold coins from the 1500s through 1800s, I guess.
Yeah, but they're very beautiful. Like, this one that I'm looking at now is like $5,500.
Jeez.
Yeah, so that's Cobong. And so I have lyrics. They are completed.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And the angle that I took with the lyrics was, because I was listening to Bruno Mars, since that's kind of like sort of our style inspiration a little bit for the pop side of things.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, it's like he does a lot of like happy party songs and like, let's dance and like, let's have a good time. And so I was like, well, what would you do? Like, what is a good time in like feudal Japan? And then I was also, thinking about how some of the instruments we're using are used as like courting instruments. So I was like, okay, so right. Like, how would you tell a girl that you wanted to have a good time in feudal Japan? So should I just read them to you?
Yes, okay. I'm very interested.
Okay, so the beginning of the song, like we talked about, will be like sort of like a little like talky thing that you'll
sort
do.
Sort of a half talked, half rapped intro.
Yeah, like intro. Yeah. So you'll say, it's Scott coming at you from the big island of Japan. Let's party. And so then there's like a little, like the chorus like comes in for a little bit before the verse starts.
Sure.
And it's, I want to buy all your rice for the rest of your life. All your rice for the rest of your life. Yeah. And then the...
That's so romantic.
Right? But like I was thinking, that is like actually a really deep sentiment.
Yeah. And if you have enough Koban, that's literally buying all the rice for the rest of your life.
Exactly. So it was like your 401k plan, basically. So here are the sort of speak-singy verses. Being a vassal is as hard as it gets. No money, no time, hard work, but few prospects. But now I got a girl that I want to impress, so I need to get some Koban if I want to progress. And then, how many of these pieces do you think I need? One equals 3 years, so how old you gonna be? Not that I want to see you dying in that. I just want to know it's not gold coins for cats.
Nice.
So I worked it in. And then it goes back to the chorus. Because I want to buy all your rice for the rest of your life. All your rice for the rest of your life. Honey, I want to gotta buy enough rice for the rest of you. You know, we can fade and repeat, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so that's my song concept.
I love it.
Okay, good. Good.
That's great.
So do you have your traditional Hawaiian pop band? Question mark?
Yeah, as traditional as it gets, yeah, I guess.
Great.
So what I'm using is ukulele, which most people are probably familiar with as like the most iconic Hawaiian instrument, that little guitar-shaped stringed instrument that you strum or pluck. I'm also using the Hawaiian slack guitar, which is very similar to like a, you know, in country music, the pedal steel guitar, the slide guitar.
No.
That goes like, meow.
Sure. That sounds familiar-ish.
You know the background music of SpongeBob?
Yeah.
That bendy guitar sound?
Yeah, okay.
That's exactly what it is. Now, the way that you make this sliding, bending sound happen on a guitar is you use a either a metal or a glass cylinder that you put over your finger and you run that over the strings on the fretboard of guitar, and it like slides seamlessly between pitches. And then I found a flute sound that is going to be our bamboo nose flute. And as you pointed out, they only have 3 finger holes and can't do many pitches, so I'm really just having it play 2 different pitches in the song.
Okay.
And then I'm also using some electronic drum beats to give it that modern pop sound, modern electronic bass, and then a more classic like island reggae beat to kind of go with the pop elements that are happening.
Cool.
So when it starts, it sort of is going to sound like it's about to just be a Hawaiian reggae song, and then the beat will kick in and it'll sound more contemporary, which I think will be fun. So this is what the ukulele will sound like. This is what that slide guitar sound is like. This is the nose flute, quote unquote. And then our drum beat. Do we have a title? I have an idea.
Okay, I think, well, here were my, I have 2 ideas, but then you tell me your idea. So my 2 ideas were gold coins for cats, or rice for the rest of your life.
That's what I was thinking.
Rice for the rest of your life?
Rice for the rest of your life.
This is Rice for the Rest of Your Life.
A Hawaiian pop song by Shannon and Scott.
It's Scott coming at you from the Big Island of Japan. Let's party. Hey!
I wanna buy all your rice for the rest of your life.
Hey.
All your rice for the rest of your life.
Being a vassal is as hard as it gets. No money, no time, hard work, a few prospects. Now I got a girl that I wanna impress, so I need to get some koban if I wanna progress. How many of these pieces do you think I need? 1 = 3 years, so how old you gonna be? Not that I wanna see you dying in that, I just wanna know it's not gold coins for cats. Cause
I wanna buy all your rice for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
All your rice for the rest of your life.
Honey, I gotta buy
all enough rice for the rest of your life.
So much rice for the rest of my life, baby.
I wanna buy.
That was so charming.
It's a cute song.
I really love the beat, and I love the little, I love the nose flute, called the faux nose flute.
It's kind of a reductive version of the actual Hawaiian bamboo nose flute, but it's the best that I could come across.
And it's much better than the nose flute man on YouTube.
Well, that's debatable.
What have we, anything else about the song?
Well, I mean, who knows what the actual cultural Hawaiian pop music scene is like right now. I think we'd have to do a lot more research and do a lot more listening to find out like what the radio play is like in Hawaii right now.
Yeah.
That song probably wouldn't be on the radio in Hawaii, but
no.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun and cute. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like it was one of those weeks where, like, similar to the Ode to the Glorious Pig Dog Sheep of a few weeks ago, where it's like, all right, we're just going to have to figure out what this means to us.
Right.
And then just write something to it.
Yeah. Thank you again to @DavidWasserman1 for our salad spinner today. And thank you to my future mother-in-law, Kelly Glogauer. Happy anniversary to you and Andy. Hope you enjoyed your U-ton.
Happy anniversary. If you would like your own U-ton, visit our Give Forward page. We'll post a link on our Twitter and put it on our website.
If you'd like to suggest a salad spinner, go to our Twitter @SongSaladCast.
And tweet at us. And we actually do have a little bit of a backlog. So for those of you who suggested other ones for this week, we'll get to you soon. And we don't really have a review this week, but Scott did get a text from his friend Jill.
I was texting with Jill because she loved the polka song that we did last week, and she wanted to know if I could send her an MP3 of it to make her ringtone.
Really?
Yep. And then we started texting about other things and just like we're catching up. And then she texted me in all caps, "Holy shit, I left my car running in the Target parking lot. Your damn hilarious podcast distracted me. I blame you and the polka as a whole." And I said, "Is your battery still running? Are you out of gas?" And she said, "Well, I'm not out of gas and the car is still there, so it's a win."
Yeah. Oh my God. If we had resulted in her car either dying or getting stolen, I would have felt really bad.
It's polka's not worth it.
Polka's not worth it.
And on that note.
Thanks for listening. Find us on Twitter at SongSaladCast.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
that's really good. That's very accurate.
Is that enough?
1, 2, more than three, enough. 4. Thank you.